We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We understand that the building shells for Station 12 are all in place. This with the building permits expiring next month. What does this mean as far as the building permits? Is there another step with those building permits, or is there another set of permits that go into play?
I think essentially they're going to have to start all over with that permitting process, and it is a process. You have to go through planning boards and site approvals. And it seems that they might have to revisit that whole thing, because I think the design from what it originally was has changed quite a bit.
I did talk with a representative from the supervisor who said the building permit matter was moot because the building shells were built and are structurally done. But in what sense do you think that this may be an entire redo?
Use. Planned use for that. I think the use has changed. It was going to be a real community center with mixed use of recreation, entertainment, and obviously retail. I believe there was maybe even a housing component to that. So making it kind of a community site is far different than making it a plaza or a big superstructure like they have down Niagara Falls Boulevard. So again, use is the biggest thing. And when you affect use, you're going to be talking about traffic flow, traffic safety, density, things like that. So there's quite a bit. If you're changing the proposed use to something different, they have to do quite a bit of re-engineering and explain their process to the town of Amherst and the planning board.
Bill, what could that mean as far as property values? What's the value? What's the property value like there right now?
I don't have a real feel for that property value as it is. I think the value is going down because now you have a big empty lot that someone has to, again, start from scratch on and work everything. The good news is that buildings have already been torn down, so that does help value because we'd have to discount the value if there's a lot of remediation and work to do. But I think all that work's been done. You know, what that is, now you're looking at almost per acre pricing for a development site, and the shells have some value, but it is, in my eyes, still a redevelopment project.
Once upon a time, this was the Northtown Plaza. It's a prime real estate location. You've mentioned that the value has come down a little bit as far as property values. How much of a property value loss would you say is there because it's been dormant these many years?
I bet it's down at least 25% in value.
And how could that affect the developers, the owners, those who move in?
Well, it might be more attractive for a new company to come in because that value is down. So what the first company paid for it, it was probably higher than what someone's the next guy's willing to pay for it. So I think that value has come down a bit. Again, I do think it's still an attractive site. Can we get out of town people, or is that a Benderson kind of project who's obviously very strong in retail in that area? They would be a good developer. I know they've already also displaced some of the tenants that were going to be there. They just ran out of patience, and these tenants needed to find a place. So Benderson was able to accommodate them. Whether they could duplicate that or not remains to be seen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.